It's 7:04. Good evening. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado lawmakers are applauding the state's selection as one of 10 places for a new research hub. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Colorado-Wyoming Climate Resilience Engine will get federal funds to help its research on climate resiliency, spanning from methane emissions to wildfires. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says it will pave the way for economic development for years to come, while Governor Jared Polis says the award will drive more innovation to address climate change and create good-paying jobs. To start, the engine, which will be headquartered in northern Colorado, will get up to $15 million for 2 years, but it could also compete for a larger pot of money over the next decade. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife could become the sole manager of recreation on Pikes Peak. That's according to a preliminary plan from the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance. Becky Lineweber heads the organization. She says a single organization could better manage a recent surge in visitors.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is an interesting possibility because they already manage another layer across the landscape, and that's wildlife. And they have enforcement authority that the other land managers don't have.
CPW is open to the possibility, but stresses it's still early in the process. Recreation on the Peak is currently run by numerous agencies, including the City of Colorado Springs and the Forest Service. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06, time now for Colorado Matters, followed by Fresh Air, tonight at 8:00.